AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Mexico says it's now deploying its National Guard to its southern border as part of its deal with the U.S., though it says the Guard won't be trying to stop the flow of immigrants.
Mexican officials say Guard members deployed near Mexico's southern border with Guatemala will register migrants, offer them options for regularizing their immigration status, and return those who don't want to register. Another deployment is going to the border with the U.S. to attend to migrants who have been returned to Mexico while their asylum cases are processed in U.S. courts. I'm Mike Hempen.
Still no word on why somebody would shoot baseball legend David Ortiz, but a second person's been arrested after Sunday night's ambush in the Dominican Republic.
There's no public indication the man is the suspected gunman. A spokeswoman for the National Prosecutor's Office in the Dominican Republic gave no further details. Ortiz is now recovering from exploratory surgery in Boston following surgery to remove his gallbladder and part of his intestine by Dominican doctors. His wife says he's stable, awake, and resting comfortably in the intensive care unit at Massachusetts General Hospital, where the 43-year-old is expected to remain for several days. I'm Matt Small.
Police in Hong Kong are calling it a riot. Police battled protesters who threw rocks, bottles, and more at them, they say. The protesters are angry about a controversial bill that would allow those charged with crimes in Hong Kong to be sent to mainland China for trial. China is repeating its support for the bill this morning. Nursing facilities have not reported thousands of serious cases in which frail patients were abused or neglected. This is according to a government watchdog, which says the reporting is required. It's calling for more focus on those patients. This is AP Radio News. President Trump and Joe Biden battled with each other as they appeared separately in the battleground state of Iowa yesterday.
Biden says the tariff war with China is crushing Iowa's farmers, and the president doesn't seem to care.
It's easy to be tough when someone else is feeling the pain and taking the hit.
He says the president only backed off his Mexico tariff threat out of fear of losing in manufacturing states like Ohio and Michigan. Before traveling to Iowa, the president said he'd won there already and will easily do it again.
The best thing that ever happened to the farmers is me.
He took full advantage of being the incumbent by touring an ethanol plant and signing an executive order he says will help farmers get their wares to the market faster. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Prosecutors plan to ask a judge in Boston today to send a former Stanford University sailing coach to prison after he admitted accepting bribes in the college admissions cheating scandal. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.